Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
It's Alice at 97.3.
You're too sweet. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a brand new week. It's a good time. We're almost to October. We're a month away from Halloween. And tricks and treats at California's Great America is going on right now. We have your chance to win some spooky Halloween fun all this week. We'll give you keywords on the fives at 8 in the morning. So that'll be our time to give it away. And then Jane's got it 3 times, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. We'll give you these code words. You text those to our contest line, 20357. And you'll be entered for a chance to win a four pack of tickets to Tricks and Treats. Tricks and Treats at California's Great America.
Oh, with a K?
Yes, Tricks and Treats.
Okay.
Yeah. Or whatever they're calling it over there at California's Great America. The bottom line is you're going to go have some Halloween fun with the fam, which is nice. I like the whole setup with like some cool Halloween stuff happening at the park, and it's nice. 8 o'clock. We'll give you a keyword to send in. Okay, so Maddie Stout, our new/vintage producer, he is, we're going to try and take some calls today. If anybody has got something that they want to add or want to tell some crazy thing that happened to them over the weekend or want to comment on for whatever reason, if you want to call us, please, we'd love to talk to you. 800-400-3697, just like a real radio show, like when we were a real radio show. So there you go. Try that out if you want to. I'm going to start here with. Death comes in threes.
Oh, come on.
Death.
Monday, right on.
All the people who
died
in death. Oh. The big one is Maggie Smith. And we talked about this on Friday, so I'm not going to belabor this. But it's huge. She was 89. No word on the cause of death. Her family said she died peacefully at a hospital. She had been around forever. You know, it's funny. I've never seen a lot of her old movies and stuff. The Turner Classic Movies, is that the name of that thing?
I think so.
They put a whole huge tribute together. And so I put up a link to that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So, and it's just neat. It's sort of like a little roundup of her very young, all different ages throughout her career. Interesting to see her, like, because I really only know her from stuff. Obviously, the Harry Potter and the Downton Abbey. And then there's one other movie that I saw her in, The Secret Garden, which she's so excellent. And you just hate her in that one. She's terrible. But all this other stuff, no, none of it. And it's all old timey. It's fun. It's cool. So it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Let's see here. She actually won the Best Actress Oscar in 1969 for something called The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. She got a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for California Suite, S-U-I-T-E. And that was in the late 70s.
She's another one of those ladies that has had an entire career unbeknownst to me.
Right.
And then I saw her in
Harry Potter.
And yeah, that was, and that's it. Yeah. I don't even watch whatever the other thing is you
Downton
watch her
Abbey.
In. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't.
And then they're listing she's been nominated for a bunch of stuff. Let's see. And just been in a zillion movies throughout her life. Oh yeah, Turner Classic Movies. There's the thing. I put that up. John Ashton was known, and really, this is the only thing I know him from, Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, right.
John Ashton was Detective Sergeant John Taggart. Mm-hmm. But it is funny because when I saw him, I went, oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
And I really don't recognize anything else he's been in. So it has to be from Beverly Hills Cop that I remember him for. He died Thursday, a very brief battle with cancer at age 76. He passed. He was in the first two installments. And then he just came out for the fourth one, that Axel F, that happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, well, maybe he knew it was coming. But either way, rest in peace to Maggie Smith and to John Ashton and to Kris Kristofferson. Kris Kristofferson died over the weekend, age of 88. So they're not given a cause of death. It's the 80s got him. Here's some, oh, yeah. Play me some. You know what? As I was looking through his list of stuff, country music claims him. Like he's.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like to me, I didn't really know that.
Oh.
This is Bobby McGee.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of more stuff than he sang.
I know. You know what's funny? He actually, to get attention. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. I think your ears might be open. Johnny Cash, he was like, Johnny, here's my tape, you know, whatever. Johnny did not care. So he landed a helicopter in Johnny's yard. And then Johnny was like, who are you? And that's how Johnny's recorded some of his, and then they were in the Highwaymen together.
Yeah, I know. Well, the helicopter, what?
Yeah, it turns out he was a captain in the U.S. Army, completed Ranger School, and was a helicopter pilot.
He was also a Rhodes Scholar.
Yes, he went to Oxford, where he excelled at boxing and rugby. I'm like,
imagine
wow.
That. Chris People have a whole life.
Before we know who they are. He moved to Nashville in 1965, started sweeping the floors at Columbia Recording Studios. That's where he met June Carter, gave her a tape of him singing. She gave it to Johnny Cash, and he threw it in the box of Broken Dreams. So after not hearing anything for a couple weeks, he landed a helicopter in Johnny's yard. And then finally got his attention. And apparently that launched his career. And Johnny must have just been like, okay, kid, you got balls.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and Kris Kristofferson. They were all the Highwaymen in 1985.
Those records are good. I actually have listened to them.
You've mentioned them to me before. Mm-hmm. In addition to this intense music career, enormous, not really on my radar, but if you're a country fan, I guess you're into this. And there's hit songs that other people have recorded. He was a prolific actor. He was in one of the versions of A Star Is Born. Is he the Barbara? Is he
He's
with
the Barbara Streisand version? Yes.
Because mm-hmm. there's one from like the 50s or the 40s or something.
No, he was with her.
He was with that one. Oh, this is the Highwaymen?
Yeah, it's great. This album is awesome.
He was awarded the Country Music Lifetime Achievement Award, the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and was inducted into Country Music's Hall of Fame in 2004. Bobby McGee, though, that's it's funny. Mom, that's my mom's favorite song. It's her go-to karaoke song.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she's great. She actually can nail it. It's amazing. That is not an easy song, but it's like my mom's favorite, so she'll sing it. He had, let's see, something called For the Good Times, Ray Price recorded. That was a big hit for him, apparently. Johnny Cash did one, Sammy Smith, and then Me and Bobby McGee, that actually became a posthumous number one pop hit for his former lover, Janis Joplin.
Oh, they were together.
Sounds like it. That's what it says here.
She got around.
Well, you know, I mean.
It was the 60s.
What was it? The summer of love, the free love.
I actually don't know a lot about her in particular. So they're doing a movie, right?
They are.
I'll be interested because I know nothing.
Well, she was a big time addict who was an incredibly talented person. She's in the 27 Club. Like
I know that part.
And she's here. She was here. It all happened.
But she humped a lot, huh?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But maybe there's a whole chapter about Kris Kristofferson humping her soundly in the movie.
Soundly.
I don't know. Vinny word. You gotta butter someone soundly from behind or something.
Oh.
Don't worry. It's okay. I think it's okay. Nothing goes in or comes out of anything.
What? Now it is.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Stop it.
Anyway,
you guys, good luck. This is great news.
Get me fired.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Please. I'm smarter to know that when you say "don't worry about it," to still worry about it.
Jesus. It's fine. It's all good. I guess you guys are probably wondering, how's Diddy doing in jail? Oh, don't worry. He's remaining positive in jail. Nobody, it says here, can't nobody take his pride. Thanks, TMZ, for wording it correctly. They're saying he's going to be rotting in that jail until while his trial's going on. They, no bail for this guy. I guess when you're a billionaire, they're like, you could run. Yes, Vinny, your hand's up.
I have a question.
What is it?
What are the chances? I understand in the court of public opinion, based on the video that's been released and some of the stuff that we know about his freak offs and all the lube. And okay, so it's all very damning, or is it? What are the chances that he actually, okay, I get it. He'll never go back to being the record mogul he was, but will he go to jail?
Yes, he will.
Oh, okay.
There's enough, I think, credible rape allegations and enough credible witnesses. Oh, you're saying no as well.
No way. He's got the best lawyer. He'll buy his way out.
Get the bet thing going. We need a bet sheet.
I will, but there's no way. And if he goes in, he'll get out on appeal. That's what always happens with rich people. They always get off on appeal.
The stories, even the videos, they're super damning. But if someone can get the video removed from the court case for whatever reason, like that's what lawyers do. Mm-hmm. If they're able to do that, there's a chance this guy walks. He, again, doesn't walk right back into his old life.
Right.
But as long as
they collected that stuff, you got to hope that they followed absolute protocols and that all that stuff, the chain of evidence, the chain of custody on that evidence was solid, and that they can admit it. They can show all that stuff. Because if people are saying that dude drugged me and did stuff to me and I didn't want to do it and it's on video, I don't see how he gets out.
Well, believe me.
Look at R. Kelly. They got that guy.
There aren't many things I've watched in entirety without some distraction removing me from it.
Yes.
But I watched every minute of the dumb OJ trial, and that guy got off.
I know. It seemed impossible.
Like I was, if you're hearing that, you're thinking, what? It was on TV, and it was number one. It was the number one show of the 90s.
If you're over 40, you absolutely, even if you're not over 40, I suppose maybe you were like a 10-year-old if you weren't. Everybody did that. Everybody watched that. Mm-hmm. Everybody, we all could not believe. I remember we were all standing. I worked at The Point in St. Louis at the time. And we were all standing in the studio when the news came down that he was innocent, that they let him off. And we just lost our freaking minds.
I was in a student union at West Virginia University, and like half the student union started going, yay! And the other half was like, what?
You gotta be kidding me.
What? Why are you cheering?
Yeah, if you say the most famous judge, sure, Judy, Wapner, but Ito.
Ito. Remember that? He was a weirdo too. Like he started putting up like little, I don't know, was he getting sponsored? Like that whole thing was just such a weird period in our history. Like inexplicable that all of this could have happened and then that guy somehow got off. But you're not wrong. That's money talking right there. That's stardom and money. And however, I feel like there's enough credible accusations. Because there are also some really crazy accusations that are like, get that guy. Stop making so much noise. It's almost like Diddy's like, yeah, accuse me of all kinds of weird stuff so that it makes everything seem weird and tainted.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just curious what you thought.
By the way, this TMZ, you guys, I don't know how you do it. I do know how you do it. It's all you do. So yay you, TMZ. They've already got shows. There's a zillion, all these TMZ studios documentaries from each chunk. So now Diddy, the indictment is out. You can watch it on Tubi or wherever. I actually don't know where. The downfall of Diddy. I don't know. Chapter one, the indictment. Maybe that's chapter two after all the crap that he did. And then the indictment. So anyway, they're saying that the lawyer says, oh, yeah, though, did he? He's great. He's remarkably positive. He's not letting the indictment weaken his resolve. He's focused on his defense, and it's giving him a form of strength and confidence that'll help him deal with being behind bars for an extended period. He is in, let's see, he's in a special, he's in the special housing unit. So that keeps him out of the prison's gen pop. And I was looking at the remarkable thing to me about that menu that I was looking at last week, because it was like, you know, this week's menu at this prison in Brooklyn.
Oh, I was just thinking about that. That's funny that you say the food. What's this guy eating? Because I was thinking, is he getting the same crappy cheese sandwich everyone else gets, or?
I don't know if this is the general menu and this is what everyone gets, but man, they've got some delicious looking choices. It's a, I mean, when they say 300 a cot, they are not kidding. And if you're a vegan or gluten-free or whatever you are, well, don't you worry. You're being accommodated. They're like, and by the way, they don't just say no meat in this. They say no flesh, which is what prisoners like. They like to hear about flesh. You know, they're way more into that than meat. They're getting enough meat in prison.
Sarah, this person texts every day. Every day that I've been here, all 2 days, 907:07. Why doesn't Sarah say the P in P. Diddy?
Because I don't like to.
But nobody does.
No, he changes it all the time. So I went from, I used to call him P. Diddy, and then there's like no P anymore. So I'm all Diddy, just Diddy.
Some of us have a lot of nicknames. It's just the way.
Yes, Vinny, that is true. I know that's true. Dork Johnson.
That is not one of them, by the way. Never call me that.
Vin Serena. No. What is it again? Vinaloo. Vinny Lulu. Vinny Lou. No.
Vinfro,
yeah, that's one you of them. Gave yourself.
Cool Breeze, one of okay. them.
Uh huh. Yeah.
More? Badass mother.
Oh, really?
You didn't know that? That's weird. One of them too.
I got a new nickname from one of the texters from the 415. They call me F Bomb Maddie now.
Oh.
And also 707 says Janice Joplin lived in Mill Valley.
Oh well, I'm not surprised. Oh. It's really beautiful. There are a lot of hippies lived there. Do we have a phone call?
We do from okay. Pencil. Well, I'll let you.
We're going to try and do this. Hold on a second. Oh, now, what do? I just press I press it and engage it, right?
Yeah.
Is this Christopher?
No, it's.
Is it Cass?
The mail lady.
Hello, you're
mail
on
lady,
the air.
The mail lady from Pennsylvania.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. Okay. Well,
we love you too.
We love you too. Unfortunately, that is a terrible connection.
Can you get on a landline?
Those don't exist anymore.
I have a landline.
Yeah, but people aren't bringing those with them in their car.
You have a landline, but not a bedside lamp.
No, yeah. no
and
bedside lamp.
Checks.
But I do have a landline. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
It's terrible.
It's
okay.
Cutting in and out.
I'm going to put you on hold. Just explain to her that we can't hear. That's what she sounds like. But if anybody else would like to call and your line sounds better, hopefully. If you're going to go through a tunnel, please don't call. This is the challenge. This is why text works and phones don't. But phones are fun because it's just cool to hear who's out there.
The 767 is, or 797 is doing my job. They say, maybe give the listeners a topic. They're afraid to call the show.
No, don't be afraid to call. So now I got to come up with a topic. Okay.
Remember the old days, phone topics?
I do, definitely. Well, and games too. Like, I just want to get people, I want them to know that that text line works as a phone too. I'll leave you with this. Nipple cream. I remember when you were using nipple cream all the time for like your chapped lips and stuff. Turns out that is totally a thing.
That is not the
Kylie,
story.
Kylie Jenner.
All.
It is the story. Your mom had nipple cream. Like a bunch of his mom had, you know, she had, I don't know, really like rough, sandy. Your nipples were like dried and cracked. So she had this nipple cream.
Like Bag Balm?
Udder cream.
Bag Balm.
Oh, Bag Balm. Sure. Okay.
We use Bag Balm in the South for everything.
Oh my God, Mom. I'm so sorry. That's not the story.
That is the story. And then so Vinny was into it. You know, he loved it for his lips because why wouldn't you? Probably full of lanolin and stuff. So Kylie Jenner also uses it on her lips. And her lips are insured for $50 million. So why wouldn't she? Nipple cream. So I put this up. This is nothing. There's no story here except that it takes a village to put this woman together. It reminds me of like period pieces where the princess or the queen or the whatever woman is getting dressed, the lady who's getting dressed has all these maids around her pulling the clothes on and lacing the things up and making it all and doing the hair and the person the princess or whoever is just standing there putting up with it. And that's Kylie Jenner. Like she puts on a little bit of nipple cream, but then she's standing in the middle of the room and they're pulling dresses on her and lacing them up and doing, yeah, it's like that. Don't waggle your eyebrows at me.
Just sounds like a great job.
I'll bet it is a great job. There's 20 people around her and it's up on the Facebook page. Kylie Jenner, I like looking at her. I find her to be interesting and hot. Oh, man, they are putting it together. Woo. All right, Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Martha Stewart.
Oh, I love her.
Makes the news. Oh. After these.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. We have something new called Alice Voice Message. It's on the Odyssey app. Alice, now how's this? It's a new feature that allows you to send us your thoughts in your own voice. We're super excited to hear what you have to say. I'd like phone calls too. All of it. I want to hear our listeners. I love that. 800-400-3697. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app and then keep it here on Alice and you might hear yourself telling Sarah and Vinny all your hopes and dreams or whatever you can fit into a 60-second message. Just log into the Odyssey app, select Alice at 97.3, click the mic and start talking.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with hot, really hot all week, like possible power outages hot. So really get ready. Like triple digits in Napa, and it's not one day or two. It looks like it's going to go from today through Sunday.
Oh, boy.
So that
is
another one of those stretches where it won't. I believe the peaking will be Tuesday and Wednesday, but we're still super hot. So just know that as you get ready to get up and get out. I wanted to mention this because a couple texters wrote in and I thought, oh, okay.
All right.
Yep. I posted this on my Instagram story. So
is it still there?
It might. Yeah, it should be. On Sundays, we have a lady come and watch our kids so that we can go get exercise. And Missus goes and runs and I go surfing, and it's just what we've been trying to do. So she often will go for a run and run. She runs. She's a runner. She's into it. She ran a charity race for ovarian cancer called the TealRun.org. She ran that on behalf of my Aunt Loretta.
I see it.
And she won it.
That's first, so like,
first
great.
First place, won the Woo! Thing. And she just comes in with the trophy and puts it down and is like, goes right into momming. Mm. And we're all, hey, well, you won the thing?
And you didn't come in here like, I won the thing!
So anyway,
congratulations.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is awesome.
She is a badass.
Way to go, Christina. That's amazing.
And that's, I tried to tell my kids, too. Your mom won, like, your mom wins races.
Yeah.
That's your mom. She's a badass. Anyway.
And she did it for your aunt.
Yes, Aunt Loretta. The TealRun.org. I just want to, it's a really good cause. Ovarian cancer is awful. Mm. All the cancers, there's no good one, but
right.
Anyway.
There are better ones to get than ovarian, though, that's for sure.
Way to go, mama. Way to go.
Nice job, Chris.
Such a badass. Mm. Okay, so there's still a bunch more stuff that I got to try and sort my way through. There was an earthquake over the weekend of 4.2. They're calling it the biggest one in the area for, I don't know, 2 years.
Oh, boy. I don't
like the largest
that.
In 2 years. So, yeesh. I didn't feel it, though. I slept right through it. And I barely sleep, so.
That's saying something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was just a gentle one, like, hello, hello, I'm here, hello.
I want to mention this because we don't know, or maybe you do. There have been at least 90 deaths as a result of Hurricane Helene.
Oh, where are they centered? Or are they?
They're all over, but a third of them were reported in North Carolina. One of our texters from North Carolina, or at least, let me find it. I took a picture of it so it wouldn't move on me. Because you know how that thing does that.
Yes, I do. Right. Our text.
This is what it was. I'd mentioned to you that I went and saw Wild Robot over the weekend with my family.
Yes.
It's excellent. Like 10 out of 10.
You loved it.
It's still going to lose to Inside Out 2, which is, I don't know, 1% better. Enough percent better that it'll win the Oscar. But lucky us, two great animated movies in the same year. Like, great.
Yep.
All-time great. Anyway, I mentioned that there's a scene in Wild Robot. This is not really a spoiler, but it is the future. Way far in the future where robots exist.
It's a cool-looking robot, too.
It is cool. It's really, you really do love it.
You want one of those at your house, right?
No.
Can it vacuum for you if you want that?
We have a robot that vacuums for us already.
Yeah.
It's called...
One that I'm not going to trip
what's
over?
What's called?
Roomba.
That guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, it's not the... I mentioned that there's a scene where the Golden Gate Bridge is underwater. You only see the red part sticking up the top. What do they call those? They're not spires because that's different.
The uprights.
Whatever they are, that's all you see. Guys, it's not the future. Asheville, North Carolina is underwater right now. And it's in the Appalachian Mountains, 300 plus miles away from the ocean. It's devastating. Mm. That's how bad this hurricane was. Again, 90 deaths as a result of that storm. North Carolina got hammered. So...
Which
know
is kind
this.
Of unexpected. It must have just gone up and crossed over.
Georgia got hammered.
Yeah.
It's been bad. Power has been out. They say here over 2 million people remain without electricity across several states, despite them trying to get the power restored. So that hurricane, and I'm sure air travel is still affected.
Oh, my God.
So if you're headed to the airport, know that.
That's what you're dealing with, the domino effect of that.
The Niners won on Sunday here at home. It was a spectacular game. So fun. So fun. So joyful.
Perspective really is everything. So fun and enjoyable.
Niners win! Niners win 30-13. There are two Monday Night Football games tonight. 4:30 Tennessee versus Miami and 5:15 Seattle versus Detroit. So there's that. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. We're in a race over here. I was going to let him have it, but he was.
Martha Stewart.
Yes, what about her?
Martha Stewart has been struck by lightning 3 times.
It's too late, dude. Stop it.
Can you get me the English one, too? I don't mean to be picky, but.
You won't know. I'm not surprised by that.
Why?
Because she's so amazing.
Martha Stewart's been struck by lightning 3 times.
Yeah, because she strikes me as the kind of person who, oh no, there's a storm. I must get up onto the roof to adjust my lightning rod.
Okay.
Oh, there's a storm. I see that my cat is up there trapped on the roof. I must go get my cat off the roof. There's a lightning storm. I'm standing in the middle of a field. That's unfortunate.
And me with a hoe in the air.
That this really is a bummer. It can't possibly strike 3 times, can it?
Martha Stewart's been struck by lightning 3 times. The domino.
Yes.
In the Domino's Pizza logo has 3 dots representing the company's 3 locations in 1969. They planned to add a dot for every new store, but expanded so fast they could not keep up. There are now 20,000 locations worldwide.
Okay. Are they a client? Because I really want to say, how are there 20,000 locations of that terrible, terrible pizza store?
Wait, what?
Delicious.
You didn't wait for him to answer if they're a client or not.
Well, how can he know? He just started here.
Always assume that they are.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus. I can't poop on anybody.
Some
no.
AE out there went, no. We just lost the fall by.
You're right. I'm sorry. I really hope that's not what happened, but yuck.
Qatar or Qatar, depending on who
you're using. Guitar.
No,
I love Qatar.
Guitar or
music
Qatar.
Or what?
Nope. Has the world's highest gender ratio with 250 males per 100 females.
Are we going to hit that every time?
Why not?
Okay.
He's getting to know
his
buttons.
He's the producer.
Yeah, I mean, let him do his
thing.
What
do I know?
This, I thought, was really interesting. And don't get me wrong, because I have had stuff happen where I'm either A, not able to go out and get more, or B, broke. And you go, well, I got to figure this out. So listen to this story and know that I feel you. I've been there. But really, if you see a small amount of mold on a loaf of bread,
just scrape it off. You'll be fine.
That is exactly wrong, everyone. Do never listen to her. Ever.
I've totally survived all these years mold off bread. I mean, a lot of mold, no. But a couple dots, like, who cares? I'll just use a knife, slice that part off, put it in the toaster. That'll kill everything.
It doesn't kill anything, as a matter of fact.
Just like penicillin. It's like eating penicillin. Just mold. Green mold, that's nothing.
When you see a small amount of mold on your loaf of bread, can you just throw away that piece and eat the rest?
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's way more mold than meets the eye. Here's what a food safety expert had to say. Bread mold is tricky. If you can see some mold spots, many more mold spores are present and not visible to the naked eye. Cutting mold off slices and cooking with them isn't even advisable. Mm-hmm. Cooking kills mold, but toxins it can produce are still present.
I don't know.
No,
I mean,
you do know.
Here's
what I'm doing.
I feed my kids that stuff. I'm like, oh, don't tell anybody there's any mold on.
You just said you don't know, and I'm helping you know. I'm telling you, don't do that.
Seems fine.
No, cutting mold off slices and cooking with them isn't even advisable. Cooking kills mold, but toxins it can produce are still present. And since those toxins can produce a wide variety of adverse reactions, her advice is, if you see signs of mold, you gotta throw out that bread, all of it. There are some cheeses that you can eat if you just cut off a moldy part.
Looks like the same kind of mold.
But when it comes to moldy bread, you never risk it.
It'll be fine.
Ever.
My stomach acids will get it in the end.
It's not true. Do not listen to her.
It's going
to
be okay. It has been all these years.
Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Right. She's from Ellie. She's a different kind. The rest of us, we can't do the things they do. We're not just going to walk off and be fine.
Or you will.
No, you won't.
I mean, you got to take a chance once in a while.
A couple in Arkansas.
Yeah. Arkansas.
Arkansas. It's not Alabama. And yet, listen
people,
to this.
People get pretty mad about it if yeah. you say it is, though.
Uh-huh. No, I have a friend who said, we're not Alabama. And I went, what the hell's the difference? There's a difference. And I went, okay. Well, that got icy.
Well, people are defensive about where they're from. I'm sure Alabamians are like, what are you talking about? Bad things about Alabama.
Here's Arkansas for you.
All right.
21-year-old Darian Urban and 20-year-old Shailene Ellers were arrested last week after they tried to sell their 2-month-old boy to a man at a campground for $1,000 and a 6-pack of beer.
Oh, did that guy need a baby or?
They're facing felony charges of endangering the welfare of a minor and attempting to accept compensation for relinquishment of a minor.
So just for $1,000 in beer, so they're druggies.
The buyer, yeah, there's serious.
Nobody sells their baby.
Serious,
I mean, it is hard though. 2-month-old baby, nothing is fun about
problems.
That scenario.
The buyer, Cody Martin, even drew up a receipt and the couple signed it. It said, we're signing our rights over to Cody Martin of our baby boy for $1,000 on 9/21/2024. After signing this, there will be no changing y'all's minds.
Oh.
And so to never contact again.
Oh.
Multiple people witnessed the transaction at the campground.
Oh.
Again, a campground in Arkansas.
Is the guy who tried to buy the baby also in trouble, or did he say that baby needs to be rescued from the people trying to
sell
it?
Yeah, I think that's what was happening there.
Well, you know, because he wrote that elaborate contract out. So
no money had changed hands, but one of the witnesses to the purchase at the campground called the police. The buyer, Cody, said the mother told him she wanted to give up her son because, quote, it was not working out having 3 dogs and a baby.
Oh, the dogs do take a lot of your attention. That is true. You know, babies, just.
Well, seniority.
Right.
You're the new guy.
Dogs don't like it. I told you about that dog that lived next door. The nicest dog ever. Golden Retriever bit that kid and baby. And they were like, bye, dog. These people, a little different. You know, they're like, this baby's the interloper.
Even if the adoption would have been legal.
Which it definitely wasn't.
Right.
Right.
Most likely the kid would have been better off and probably is better off now.
Yeah, they take that kid away, right?
I mean, cops got
they can't
there,
sell
the
that
deputy
kid again.
Called emergency medical services to transport the baby to a hospital for evaluations for signs of neglect. The child is now in the care of the Arkansas Department of Human Services. And yes, that baby needs to be adopted by someone who right. gives two craps about it.
You know, the thing is, if people would just give their babies up for adoption, that's one thing. It's the, you know, that foster system where the parents are still somewhat involved. That's really rough. There's a guy on Survivor right now. Did you watch Survivor over the weekend? You didn't.
I'm behind.
There's a guy who is, he lived in 26 different homes growing up. And it's just rough. It's a terrible way to grow up. He's a, you know, I think he might be a West Virginia guy too, Maddie.
Woohoo!
Guy's name's Kyle.
Kyle.
Isn't that his name?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm. Have you watched it at all?
No, I watched the first episode. Okay. I'm behind on the rest. Mm. Sports.
Yes, they are.
Football. It's
really happening.
Anyway, they say there was a lot of drinking happening at the campground that day. Even one of the men who tried to help the baby was so blitzed that he, when the police were talking to him, they were like, okay.
Let's find someone else to talk to. This guy might barf on us. Jesus. Like, what a great campground that sounds like. You know, yay, we're going to go camping with the kids this weekend and sell them while we're out.
Have you ever heard of a poo-cano?
Sure. Yeah.
Tell me everything you know about poo-canos.
One happened at my house. Maddie came over and destroyed a bathroom with a poo-cano. Oh, ouch. That's hot. That's hot.
Did you hit that bell?
I did not.
Oh, he hit the bell.
He's got
the access. You're copping to it.
Yeah, I did.
You went to
massive,
her house
massive
and just...
Massive poo-cano. Mm.
Listen, I used to put a lot of stuff in my body and it would come out.
When it wanted to. And where. I was
wherever it felt like.
I was having this. This is a good story. So I was having this Christmas party, Ben.
Don't tell this story.
I'm telling it. And Maddie said, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring over my black eyed peas. Like, I make this great. I'm like, oh, this is
wonderful. Not the record.
No. Okay. Just the actual dish, of peas, black eyed peas. And so the party's just starting. And he walks in with his wife, Shauna, and they come in and he puts down the thing and he's all, I got to go. Where's your bathroom? Turns around the corner, goes in, destroys the bathroom. Like, I'm not kidding you, destroys it. It's almost like he just turned in a circle while the Pucano was going. Like, crazy, could not believe it. And then he comes out, he goes, Shauna, we got to go. He goes, all right, I wrecked your bathroom. Bye. And leaves. I'm like, and then I look in there, I'm like, oh, I put on like goggles and, you know, gloves that went to my elbows and went in there with like two rolls of paper towels and a bucket of Windex. I mean, it was crazy town.
That young man was irresponsible.
Yeah.
That's not me today.
No, I'm well aware now.
But I still would wreck a bathroom.
Oh, now you would?
You know, it happens. I wouldn't do it like
even
that.
Now?
Not like that.
I don't know. That was a lot.
You're kidding, the whole pooping in circles
honestly, it's just... It was bad.
It was a volcano.
It was. Remember, you were talking about Pucanos. Anyway, so tell us about this latest Pucano. Polcano? I know. The poo stuff really bothers him.
There's a video out there right now. They say, watch the moment an enormous Pucano sends human waste shooting 33 feet into the air before raining and drenching cars and pedestrians everywhere.
Oh, this one sounds worse than yours, Maddie. I think this one wins.
They say the stomach-churning footage shows a blast of excrement splattering drivers and motorcyclists as a sewage pipe burst in China. And this, there's the Kano. It's brown,
by
the way.
Oh, my God. All right, first of all, it looks like a dust storm coming at you. It's so big. That is...
brown.
That is so hideous. Well, yeah. And just everywhere. Oh, God. So the thing just burst?
Here is, hold on, let me find it. That's somebody's windshield as it drops down on there.
Oh.
Oh, boy. That is just pure sewage.
I realize, you know, this was an olden days thing where people would get to the weekend and they'd wax their car, like wash out in front and then wax their car.
All day, a couple hours.
I realize no one does that anymore, but still.
You need to at least rinse it. Let's hope everyone's windows were up.
The waste was contained in newly laid sewage pipes before the vortex of poo erupted in a place called Nanning, China. Oh. It propelled a staggering 33 feet.
That looks like more than 33 feet.
It does, doesn't it?
That is enormous. That is an S cloud. That's an S storm right there. That's what that is.
Unsuspecting pedestrians were drenched
as
they strolled along the avenue.
La, la, la. Oh, no. Why did I have my mouth open?
There are clips show people on bikes being forced to cycle through the mess, which, you know, shoots right up their back. I mean, you got it all over you anyway, I guess.
That's when you hope you have a fender on there.
Yeah. Oh, God, please let there be a. I had to take the fender off because I need to jump and I don't want it to make all that noise. You know, the fender.
I do. Yeah.
Several vehicles sustained damage and one driver reportedly complained, I'm drenched in poop.
That is awful. Ben, what happened? Did they like put a? I mean, you said this was newly redone.
Yeah. Authorities revealed no one was injured by the explosion.
Yes, they were injured by the explosion. Oh my God! How dare they say no one was injured? I'm injured, and I'm on the other side of the world. Hideous. That is like the windshield shot is the one.
The guy who takes
the picture of the windshield. It literally looks like somebody just threw a bucket of ugh on the front of his car. That is hideous.
I like
Pucano
that.
Though. I'd like, you know what? You're forgiven, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Mm.
The other side of the world. I like that part.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, when you went, I'm on the other side of that is what we used to think there, right, that we could dig down.
If I dug straight down, I mean, I obviously hit China, yeah, right?
That's well, that. Right. I feel like that's, we all had that.
Yeah.
We're digging to China.
I'm sure there's probably a website that tells you
where we
what
hit.
The exact point is that you would hit on the other side of the world. See if you can find that, Maddie, as penance for pucanoing in my bathroom.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm dying of laughter the way Sarah just casually told that story. Wish I could see Vin's face. Yeah, I was.
Yeah, Vin was horrified.
I'm not happy.
I was halfway through the story and I went, this is not going to look good for Maddie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, he took it like a champ.
Yeah, he did. I mean, when stuff happens, and by stuff, I mean the other stuff.
Oh.
You got to talk about it.
415 says, look up the picture of the baby sellers. Yikes. Definitely look like baby sellers from Arkansas. I didn't even look them up.
You
I
know,
don't have their
I saw their pictures on SNL. They were on, they showed them
oh,
on
they
the,
did them in the news too.
They did. And they do look like people who would sell a baby. Like, really, they look inbred, frankly. No offense, inbred people. I mean, these people do look like a little bit of smoothness to those features. And, you know, they said.
The poor kid is better off for
oh
sure.
Oh, my God, for sure.
And 415 says, a six pack, you need at least a case, right?
Well, you've got $1,000. You can buy all the beer you want.
I guess.
And yikes. That baby's gone. So, woo. That part of your day is over.
602. I don't know where that is.
I thought that was Seattle.
No.
That's 206?
206.
Okay.
Hey, Vinny, as someone who makes animated movies for a living, really glad to hear you saw Wild Robot in theaters.
Ah.
Fewer people are going to theaters, and it's really important to our industry that people show up. Thanks again. Mike in Moraga on the Odyssey app. Perfectly written there, Mike in Moraga.
Everything about it was perfect.
By the way, 602, Maricopa County, Arizona.
Oh.
Just like from Raising Arizona.
Well, these days, it doesn't really matter where your area code is because you just take that phone with you everywhere. Like, remember the days when they would charge you long distance? Like, now it's just, you just pay for the phone. You're not getting charged for calls. And unlimited. They can't keep track of it anymore. Too many people making too many calls.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, the box office and Saturday Night Live after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And
Alice at 97.3.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.